Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What is reality? What does it mean to me? Whatever your reality, you can make a Squarespace.
Yo, get up with this Squarespace.
Yeah.
You get up with this Squarespace. Get up so we care space. Get up with this Squarespace. They make it easier to launch your kind of passion project. Whether you're showcasing your work or you're selling products of any kind, you gotta get with Squarespace or never mind.
They got beautiful templates and you don't even realize it. They got award-winning customer support and the templates, you can customize it.
Yeah, they're always there, they're always held to help you. Oh, you know, Squarespace, they can make any kind of dream come true.
So head to squarespace.com/offbook, get yourself that free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code offbook. You don't have to wait a while. Immediately, you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Turn your great idea into a reality with Squarespace. It'll never be the same.
Hey, friends, in order to support our show, we need the help of some great advertisers.
You know them. It's your Spice Islands of the world, your Lisa mattresses.
That's right, and to get better advertisers that are more suited to, like, what you guys are interested in, we need to know more about you.
So please go to podsurvey.com/offbook and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you a little bit better and then, like, bring you things that you want to buy.
Yeah. Plus, once you've completed the survey, you can choose to enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card.
And then you can buy whatever you want to buy. Terms and conditions apply.
Again, that's podsurvey.com/offbook. podsurvey.com/offbook.
Thanks for your help.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
How are you guys doing?
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got producer Dana Wicks on the sticks.
We got Choo Choo, Brett the engineer. Not that kind of engineer, but our kind of engineer. Making the sounds go, keeping it fast and slow.
We got Karate Bird.
I'm still working on taglines for Brett.
For Brett, yeah. Well, he's a man of mystery.
Choo Choo, how are you?
We got Engineer Brett. Choo Choo, how are you? Yeah, it feels good.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that in the maybe column.
Yeah, it's a good placeholder.
We got Karate Bird. We got Male Person Stacy.
We got Scott Barella.
We got Scott Barella.
Old timey strongman and paella maker.
Strongman.
Huh.
Building the canon of the people that are in this studio every time that we record.
Gosh, I hope those episodes release in that order.
Me too. If not, spoilers.
Confusing.
Guys.
But also, more importantly, most importantly.
You're so lucky. We're so lucky. We're all so lucky to be joined by an incredibly wonderful, talented, funny, hilarious human. You know her from Glow. You know her from
the Apple Sisters.
Please welcome, in your mind, Rebecca Johnson!
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Wait, am I only in everyone's mind?
Well, I wanted them to welcome you, but I didn't want them to come up to you on the street right now.
Oh, it's okay.
I don't want to make that choice for you.
They can do it. I might regret that.
Hmm?
But come, they can do it. They can welcome me.
Come up to her in your mind and in life.
Yeah.
And then, like, sometimes in a future episode, we might be like, hey, you have to stop. She regrets
I'll call and be like, hey, guys, I know that I'm technically not your guest today, but I found out what time you're recording, and I just want to ask your patrons or, you know, listeners,
mm-hmm. That's what
I
we guess, call them.
To just stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, our listeners are famously aggressive. The people that like this improvised
get
musical.
Ready for some great fan art and some very sweet compliments.
I would like a standing O.
Yeah.
Like at the end of every Broadway show.
Truly, our man.
Do you get that feeling where like standing O happens and you don't feel like they earned it and you're like, well, I don't want to be a real jerk.
For other people's standing O's or for mine?
Oh my gosh, for people, Zach.
How often are you getting a standing O?
I mean...
You don't deserve them. If this is how many you're getting, you do not deserve all of them.
Probably fair.
I remember being, I was in Berlin, and my friends and I were backpacking, and we really wanted to see like a show. And they were like, oh, this is the month that the arts take off in Berlin. And we were like, it's the only thing you can see. I mean, maybe this was like a communication breakdown, but the only was like the opera was off. Like there, the like
month,
the
month where all art stops.
Kind of. It was like the summer, and it was like, this month has like no programming. The only thing we could see was Das Schöne und das Beast, the German touring production of The Beauty and the Beast.
The
American Disney stage musical. So we were like, yeah, let's see that.
Yeah, and worth it.
And these Germans gave it an immediate standing O. And it was truly
like before
so
it even
bad.
Started.
Well, no, like as soon as it was like, and the lights, they're kissing and he's alive. It was like, we have to get up on our feet. And I was like, really, guys? Really?
Germans just love a redemption story. I get it.
Just for no reason.
Just for no reason.
Is Beauty and the Beast, I guess it is a redemption story. It's also a Stockholm Syndrome story.
It's sure
also
not
like,
primarily a redemption story.
No, I think it is primarily.
Hot tip,
right.
Don't show your four-year-old the live-action version of Beauty and the
okay.
Beast. My son was terrified
okay.
within the first 10 minutes, and I was like, should have looked it up online.
Of what's, the Beast?
It's just so scary.
Or even
yeah.
like the candle.
The Beast, and then when she's gonna, when her dad like gets locked up and hit,
yeah.
He was just like, I don't want to watch this. Why am I watching this? This is not for me. This is not for me.
Oh, wait. So did you show him the Emma Watson?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought like
that
in
one.
A theater.
No.
He's four. Have you taken him to see a live show yet of anything?
No, he hasn't seen a live show.
Yeah,
I've
little.
Been talking to him about, I've been playing Broadway stuff and been kind of like, hey,
gauge,
massaging
get,
it in
getting,
there.
Getting
yeah,
a gauge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that.
What's he going to like? Is the first
What's the first one going to be?
Yeah.
I think my first one was Showboat, which is pretty intense.
Yeah.
I saw that in high school. My first was Les Mis.
Oh, also
which I cried the whole time because I was like, I'll never be on Broadway and that's my dream.
Mine
I was 12.
Oh.
I already gave up on my dreams.
Oh.
Mine I want to say was maybe Chorus Line.
Oh, wow, good. Sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
all went immediately over my head.
Something I love about A Chorus Line is that when it first premiered, they listed tits and ass. And then when that song happened, no one laughed because people could read it in the program.
Yeah, can't
and
do
then
that.
They changed it to looks.
Dance 10, looks 3.
Yeah, exactly.
That's...
And it saved the joke. You have to save that reveal.
You can't be writing what the jokes are going to be in the program.
No. I write the log line of every joke, like premise, in my playbills.
I'm sorry. I need to go back for a second.
Go back.
Not to be prescriptive.
Yeah.
All art stops in Germany for a month?
Again, like I said, like I mean, museums didn't stop. I mean, like live performance. There wasn't anything that we could see that we could find. I mean, like I'm sure we were being only lightly savvy, and there probably was something. Actually, we were walking through a park, and there was some sort of outdoor Molière. But like, there were like three major places that we couldn't see anything.
Daughter of mine.
Yes.
I know it is your birthday.
I'm so excited for my birthday,
and
Papa.
No, here in the city of Berlin, I cannot bring you to a show.
What?
For your birthday.
But all I've ever dreamed of is seeing a show in Berlin.
The art is gone.
What?
There's no art to be had.
No!
I would love to show you an opera or singing to make you feel emotions, happy or sad.
I'm sad now.
Yes, but the art is gone.
No!
I can't take you to a choir or a play. We will have to think of something else to do on this, my daughter's birthday.
Every year of my birth, I've dreamed to see a play.
There's no art in Berlin. There's no art in Berlin. You can sit in the audience, stare at the stage, but no matter what, it won't begin. There's no art in Berlin. Oh, wait. There's a mime here. Perhaps the mime will do art for us.
Please, it's my birthday.
It's one of those... Oh, it's not a mime, it's a clown. Oh,
no, it's a mime, it can't talk. Hey, mime, it's my birthday. Will you mime? She's not.
She says she's shaking her head no, which I guess is a kind of mime, but it's not art. Goodbye, mime.
See you later, mime.
A street painter. Painter, will you paint my daughter's picture? It's a mime! It's a mime! It's not a big painter!
Wow!
Oh, do it! Oh, look! It's a sousaphone player! Oh, no, it's a mime! It's miming a mime! It won't play! Oh, there's really a visual element to the journey we're going on now. I guess there is no art in Berlin!
I guess my birthday's ruined. Or maybe I should make the art myself.
Alana, what are you saying?
I mean, maybe I should write a play and perform it for all those mimes.
I mean, that would be a wonderful idea. I'm not sure what's going on in this city right now. I don't...
Excuse me, sorry, out of our way. Sorry, we're loading up our fun van to go on our beach vacation.
Yes, everyone, please move. We're loading up the van for the beach vacation.
Excuse us. Oh, dancers, sculptors, painters, writers, singers. We're all going on a super cool vacation.
Oh, are you all artists?
Yeah, this is the month we take off for our vacation.
Would you before you get in your van, could you put on like a huge performance for me?
Nope, oopsie, sorry, it's no can do.
I'm sorry, small girl, but we work 11 months out of the year very, very hard on our crafts and our arts, and now it's time for us to have a fun vacation.
You've got to recharge the batteries, you know, you can't just art all the time. Oopsie, sorry, it's can do.
So sorry, instead we will go on that very fun artistic German beach vacation. On a very fun artistic German beach vacation. It's the 1 month of the year we take off our vacation. A very fun artistic German beach vacation.
Hello, my name is Hans and I love to dance, but I will not dance today. To the beach and get a tan, okay?
And my name is Greta and I dance ballet, but will I dance ballet today? I say no way, because aww, I have to swim in the waves.
I'm a German too!
Yeah!
And you know what I do?
What?
Tell them.
I juggle, but I won't be juggling today unless I'm juggling grains of sand! Because I'm going to the beach!
Yes, juggles the sand. It is
didn't do it. Now it's not art. Now it's just fun. Am I going to dance on the beach? Absolutely. But that's not art. That's just for me.
Yes, yes. Of course. If I'm going to make a big breakfast for all of my friends in our big shared beach
house. Yeah, a big breakfast for everyone.
Oh, big breakfast. Pirouettes while I mix up the omelets. Is it creating art or is it just a fun vacation? It's just a fun vacation.
Yes, and while I'm juggling all these things, I'll make you turn your back so nobody's looking at me. And then I'm just doing it for myself and then it's not art, right?
It's not art if nobody sees it happen.
That's right. So very sorry, little girl, but we must go.
Toot, toot, beep, beep, oopsie, bye, bye.
Oopsie, bye bye.
Wait, just one thing, just one performance.
Ugh, I cannot. Can you?
Let me think about it.
I'd rather die.
I think I cannot.
So sorry, bye bye, little girl.
Bye bye, toot, toot, beep, beep.
Beep, beep, oopsie, oopsie.
Oh. Wow.
Alana, don't fret. I think this would have been a sort of nice workaround to the original plan of you writing a play.
Yeah.
Would have been much easier. I think we all agree that is true. Do you have a play in your soul that you want to write? Would that be a good birthday gift for you if we made this play happen?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like to have a play in your heart, you have to have gone through something dark.
Pretzels, donut kebabs. Pretzels, donut kebabs. Pretzels.
I wish that person could decide on what they're selling.
Pretzels und Doner kebabs.
Oh, they have both.
Oh, I am hungry.
Oh, hello. Pretzel? Doner kebab?
Well, what is a donut kebab?
Doner kebab?
I would like a donut kebab. Do you have that?
I'm very sorry. I do not have a... What is that? A donut kebab?
What did you say?
Doner kebab?
I don't want someone else's kebab.
I thought you said donut kebab.
No, doner kebab.
Like someone else gave it to you?
No, like it is a street meat made of lamb and beef.
But can't you, like, find a way to make me a donut kebab? That's the other thing that I dreamed of for my birthday.
I'm very sorry. I do not know how American children operate, but we do not just create things for tiny children because they ask.
Daddy!
Pretzel?
Yes.
Und Donut kebab.
No, you are right to be angered by this man, darling. Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
You have... Oh, wait, this is a different man. The first man is gone.
What?
Hello.
Hello.
Are you the donut kebab man?
I have donut kebabs.
You what? Do? Excellent. One donut kebab, please.
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
And here you go. Birthday you. Done.
No.
Now we don't have to make a play.
Well, okay. I guess so.
You seem upset.
Well, I still think that I want to see a play, even if it's my own.
Well, you were saying that you have to go through something really bad to see a play.
Yeah, and I feel like, well, you've given me everything I ever wanted in my whole life.
Well, but that moment just now, that 1 minute or so where you thought you weren't going to get a donut kebab.
Wait a minute. Time I didn't get what I want. It just happened 2 seconds ago, and it's already rooted inside my heart. It's growing to a sad little tree. I'll pick the fruit off the tree, and I'll turn that fruit into an art pie, and I will give it to everyone, anyone that walks by.
You have a tragedy.
I have a tragedy.
Brief, brief, tiny tragedy. A comedy?
I think I'm gonna make a comedy! And it's gonna be all about wanting a donut kebab. Wait, no, that's too literal. That's too on the nose, as they say.
Okay.
I'm gonna make it about wanting a man when I'm a little girl. No, that's way too dark.
I don't wanna have this conversation.
Wanting to fly away when you're a bird and you've only been in one nest. What do you think?
That's such an excellent metaphor. For telling a story using other specifics is exactly what art is for. Tell your tragedy.
But it's a comedy.
That's right, I'm sorry, it's a comedy.
Which is tragedy plus time. And it's a little bit of time. Tweet, tweet, I'm a bird in my nest. And I don't want to live here in this stupid nest.
little bird died.
All these people are gathering round.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
To watch what's going on
My
here.
My baby's dead.
They've all heard the sound. Oh, wait, who is this? It's the German police.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Maybe there's not art allowed right now. What month it is?
It's July, where no art is allowed.
But I'm American and it's my birthday and I finally just found the artist inside of myself.
Unlikely excuse.
You must do what all artists do in this month.
I don't want to go on a beach vacation.
You must go on a beach vacation. And then come back in August.
Wait.
And we'll give you a two-week run.
Given us no choice.
I like this very much. I like
tweet,
this very
tweet,
much.
Tweet,
I must
tweet,
arrest you.
Tweet!
No!
I'm sorry, little girl. This was my favorite thing I've ever seen, but still, you're going to jail.
Oh, hey, kid. Welcome.
Hey.
Don't worry. It's not so bad. It's all right. There's a lot of what you do. What you do.
I don't know if I want to say. What did you do?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll go first. They caught me in the early sun painting a freaking landscape.
What? Wait a minute. I was doing a play.
I knew it, kid. I knew it.
How'd you know?
Well, you just had that spark. You know, I could tell you were an artist.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, kid. Come on. Look. Look. It's July in a Berlin jail. It's full of artists.
Oh, is that everyone here an artist?
Well, not everyone, but it's like mostly artists. So it's like, honestly, it's kind of a cool commune for those of us who are too self-serious to go to the freaking beach in a van.
Oh, it's like a month-long retreat.
Yeah, exactly. Some of us go to the beach, mostly the dancers, because they got hot bods. And the rest of us, we just let ourselves get arrested so that all we can do is focus on the work.
I'm a gymnast. It's an art. They threw me in jail for it.
I totally agree. It can be an art. You know, it depends on the context, but I'm surprised you're not with the other hot bods on the beach.
No, I don't know. There's just like a little bit of a culture difference between
for
dancer
sure.
culture and
I don't want to like paint with a sweeping brush unless I'm painting a freaking landscape. Am I right?
Yeah.
I'm just like you guys. Well, actually, I'm a murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, kid, back away from the murder.
Back away from the murder.
You mean you wrote a play about murder?
No, he did an actual murder.
Yeah, murder. Yeah, murder.
No, I mean, he calls himself an artist, but he's just a serial killer.
Yeah. So come over here, kid. Get away from the murder. You know.
He's already grabbing me.
Okay. All right. Bruce, release.
Bruce, release. Don't murder this one. Okay.
There we go.
Sometimes it's just about keeping the lines of communication open, you
know? Yeah. You know.
Oh, that's good.
Everyone here is an artist.
Even me.
We see the world through those special eyes. Everyone here is an artist, even when being an artist is a crime. But we aren't artists. Not all of us. Yes, it's true. All of us are artists, except Bruce.
I could say to myself an artist when I kill a gal. I consider myself an artist when I sit the throat of a pal. I take a knife and I draw a bunch of things in someone's face. Maybe you don't know what they are, but I do, 'cause I'm an artist. I'll kill you.
Okay.
us are artists. Yeah. We write words on the page. Some of us are comedians. We really kill when we're on stage.
I kill other times.
But Bruce actually kills.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get him in a separate cell.
No!
Everyone here is an artist except Bruce.
You know what? Should be talking about me this way. It's like I'm right here. Like,
yeah,
I am an artist. I'm telling you what, I'm an artist.
Okay, but like, every day I walk on a beam and do flips and flips and flips. And then I stand in the corner and do a front handspring. And ooh, it is the shit. And before I do my artwork of gymnastics, I stretch to get loose. Because everyone here's an artist except Bruce.
Kill this kid, I'll show you my art.
No, Bruce.
No, I could do it, it's very easy.
Bruce.
We know it's easy.
I made a shiv.
Warden? Yeah. Can you please, Bruce is, he's a violent criminal.
Sorry, did someone call for Morgan?
No, I called for the warden.
Oh, that's the warden, yeah, sorry. I'm Morgan, I also work here. I go away now.
Oh, okay, bye Morgan.
Bye Morgan.
I wonder what Morgan does. Well,
me too.
Anyway, he just said he worked here. It's kind of odd.
So suspicious.
It's sort of vague.
Yeah.
Well, Warden, Bruce can't be here because he committed a violent crime and we're just artists. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Could you, like, put him in a different cell? He can even still be close by. We like talking to him. It's just he has so much access to everyone's necks with his hands. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, it's very foolish for us. I can't believe we did this, actually. Bruce, come here.
Wait, where are you taking me?
Just to this cell right over here.
Oh, no, come on!
Still right here, we can talk to you across the cell.
But I can't kill any of you over there!
That's the point!
But that's my art!
Okay, that is not, you don't get to do that, and nobody, no art, it is July! Morgan.
Yeah?
What do you do here?
Oh, me? I'm just Morgan. I'm just a normal... I've always worked here. I'm the lock inspector.
Okay.
To make sure all the locks are tip und top und locked.
Sounds good to me. Clop, clop, clop,
clop, clop, clop, clop. All right, everyone. I'm Morgan. I got 5 minutes to get you out of this place.
Well,
my
who are
German
you?
Disguise got me in here. Who am I? I'm an art revolutionary, and I'm breaking y'all out of here. Except for you, Bruce. You are staying in jail.
But I'm an artist, too. How can I
Bruce,
convince you?
Bruce, you might have an artistic eye. You know what? Here's the thing. A lot of people think they're artists, but, like, you can't count carving people's faces.
But the gymnast, the landscape painter...
What about me?
The playwright?
Yes.
I'm getting you all out of here. What are your names? I need to know who I'm working with. You think me, Morgan, could just bust on out of here without knowing the people I'm working with? I want to know all of
you. Wait, you didn't like pre-scout who was in here and that's why you came here?
I'm busting out all the artists.
Oh, well, okay. Well, yeah, my name is, my name, I got one and it's right here. It's Denise.
Okay, Denise, come with me, Morgan, art revolutionary.
Okay, yeah.
I'm pretty sure my name, that my dad said my name earlier...
Alana,
yeah.
It says so on your cell.
Yeah.
I could read them all, but I want to hear you say it.
Wait, yeah.
Wait, if you already knew our names.
Morgan, I gotta be honest, I'm getting a straight up weird vibe from you. And maybe it's because we met you as a German and then you said you had 5 minutes and then you're not revolutionary and then you asked for our names, which is just, it felt like...
I get it. Meeting Morgan can be a lot sometimes.
Wait a minute, why do you talk about yourself as a person all the time?
Don't you understand how hard it is to lose yourself in the music the moment you own it, when you're pretending to be someone else, to sneak into a German prison for 5 months, to help all the artists escape, to give art to the world in the summertime, or whatever month it is now. I forget, I've been undercover for so long.
It's July.
In July.
Yeah, that all tracked, okay. Yeah, I guess I do get why it's hard.
I still think you should let me out!
Definitely
no, Bruce.
Not, Bruce.
Well, you know what? Get over here, Morgan.
Okay.
Get over here. And look, it's a Picasso on his face.
Hey, everyone, it's me, Jordan. I'm the backup guy to the... I was
All
Morgan's
right.
part... Oh,
okay.
No, my partner, Morgan. Who did this to him?
I did. That's my art.
Oh, no, an artist. But I'm supposed to set you free because I'm an art revolutionary.
Are you?
I am. Me and my partner, Morgan, have been working on this for so many months. I'm breaking you all out of here. Come on, except for you, Bruce. You're staying here.
Wait, come over here, Jordan.
What? Okay.
Get over here. It's a Liberace. I just made Liberace.
scratchy on his face.
Oh my, oh, this is terrible. All right, I'm sorry, kid, that you've had to see all this. This is way too much for
me. Oh no, Morgan and and the other one.
Honestly, Jordan. turn around, dude.
What?
Get out of here.
Me?
Yeah.
I can't get out now. I'm an art revolutionary, and my name's Jordan.
That was the last guy's name.
Oh yeah, my name's Dornan.
All right, no way, hard pass. Listen, kid, it's gonna be all right. We just, these guys are some sort of weird, like, series of clones. I don't know what their endgame is, but we can just keep ourselves safe. Bruce is in a different cell, and, you know, you can do what all artists do.
What's that?
You can use this. Take this and use this. This feeling, don't lose it. 'Cause you can use it. You can use it. Take this and use it. Try hard, don't lose it. You can use it.
I will use this. All the stuff I've seen here in jail and in Berlin and everything in between. I'll use it.
You'll use it.
I'll write 1,000 plays. I will use all these experiences.
For a destiny that's higher. Everyone knows that every blade grows stronger in the fire. The hammers of experience make you who you are. Use this jail experience. Forge greater art. Take this and use it.
Use it. Everything you use and you see, you cannot lose it. Take this.
Perform. I live here now.
Will she live here? Or will she leave jail one day? What are all those hot bods doing at the beach? Find out when we return to No Art in Berlin, the musical!
Jessica.
What?
I just woke up.
Oh, are you ready to make your dreams a reality?
I didn't even... Is that an option? I just had a dream. I thought it was always going to be a dream.
No, it was just a dream. I used to read this magazine and it told me about Squarespace, where you can turn your dreams into reality. Whether you're looking to start a new business, showcase your work, publish content, sell products, Squarespace is the tool for you.
Does it have beautiful templates created by world-class designers and the ability to customize just about anything with a few clicks that helps me make a beautiful website by myself without help from you or anyone?
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
They have a powerful e-commerce functionality that lets you sell anything online, and analytics help to help you grow your site in real time.
Everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box, and there's nothing to patch or upgrade ever. Can I get an
Buying domains is simple, and you'll get the help you need with Squarespace 24/7 award-winning customer support.
Squarespace empowers millions of people, from designers to lawyers, artists, gamers, even restaurants and gyms and birds that practice karate, to turn great ideas into something real.
Head to squarespace.com/offbook for a free trial.
And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code OFFBOOK to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/offbook. Offer code OFFBOOK. Listen up, you sweet earwolf listeners. After 6 years of phoning it in, the Boys of Hollywood Handbook have a new approach to hosting the show.
They're going to try. Rolling Stone describes hosts Sean Clements and Hayes Davenport as two distinctly not famous people who give listeners advice on how to make it in Hollywood.
Listen this month to hear the biggest guests in the show's history, like Weird Al and three other people who have definitely already been booked.
Plus, Stitcher Premium subscribers can hear live episodes from their Boys Gone Bad tour every Friday starting March 8th.
They're only trying for a month, though. And if they start to crash around week 3, that's not their fault. It's probably the guest.
I mean, Banana King's gonna Banana King. So check out Hollywood Handbook on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back.
When we last left our hero, she was sitting in a jail cell, becoming the artist she was always meant to be. Will she live there forever? Will she get out and show her art to the world? How much time has passed between then and now?
Let's find out
right now.
Guys, I know that we've had just like such a great time at the beach, and on our final night around this bonfire, I just like wanted us to just like have some time to reflect and say like our favorite parts of the beach
Our favorite part of the past month, which is over now.
That's right. This is July 31st. Tomorrow we go back to our rigorous...
We all know what the date is.
Sure.
You're right. Oh, you're... Stop juggling those marlows and give one to me.
Oh, here you go.
Juggle it into my mouth.
Make us more.
It's just been, it's been so many good times. I've just so many times laughing in the waves with you and dancing in the sand and taking turns making big breakfasts and laughing all night.
I do have a favorite part, so if it came down to
it. Oh my gosh,
what is it?
What is it?
I mean, it's hard to choose. It's all been so wonderful, but the sand in the morning, the sound of lapping waves, being with you, my friends, every single day. But there is only one thing that it is called the best. The part of this vacation that was so much better than the rest. And it's a big breakfast. It's a big breakfast. It's a big breakfast that we share with all our friends. It's a big breakfast. Most important meal of the day, and I hope it never ends.
Paul, that was so beautiful.
Thank you. What's your favorite
part? Well, I was just thinking, I like seeing all of you outside of our daily grind. And I liked all the times we spent laughing like we didn't look at the time. And I liked having this whole month without a single hassle. And I liked burying you in the sand and the time we built a sandcastle. But there's another thing that stands above the rest.
Yeah?
In my head, it will always be the best.
I wonder what it is.
I'm about to say it.
Oh,
say
boy! I cannot wait! Whatever she says next, I'm sure it's gonna be so great!
Minimum that we all had sex.
When we had all the sucking and fucking was very good with the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the snack.
See, this is why I wanted to do a reflective fire pit, because it's like, yes, and I hear what you're saying, and it's keeping me like flowing in my head of like, oh, yes, it's right. It isn't the big breakfast. It isn't a snack. It isn't a supper. It's the orgies.
Yes, and you know, it's like when we do the orgies,
yeah.
It's like we're making art.
Yeah. Ooh, speaking of, we just had Mallow's post-Mallow orgy.
Yes! Yes!
I don't know how to make my splits more than the complete splits, you know?
I don't know. I'm just running out of things to kind of like tell you maybe you could work on, you know?
Yeah, I just feel like all of us have sort of hit a wall. I mean, yeah, did like, our I art get incredible over the last month? Yeah, sorry, what were you saying?
Well, I was going to say, I just keep thinking of plays that could be set in like 8x8 boxes.
Yeah, and I just keep painting beautiful landscapes.
And they're all gray.
Gray bars.
They're all so
Your
good.
Your shadows are so good.
They're
though.
Honestly photorealistic at this point.
I know, and I started out as an impressionist, so I'm like, is this success?
What a journey.
What a journey.
And I just keep killing more people that want to get us out of here.
Bruce, the pile of bodies that you have created over this month.
Hi, my name's Horgan. I'm an art revolutionary.
Come over here, Horgan. That's Elvis on his face.
Honestly, I don't know how big this organization of people is, but they are hell-bent because they seem to have no problem just continuing to send good money after bad.
I just want them to wait because, like, at midnight, we all get released. You know, we've all done our sentence, and it's August where art can come back. So I'm like, stop sending all these, like, enthusiastic young men to immediately get their neck snapped.
Even I get released?
No, Bruce, you're not an artist. Bruce, you don't just get to, like, call yourself an artist. Ay, ay, ay.
Meanwhile, at the Art Revolutionary headquarters.
Gordon, will you please pass me that cup of tea?
I can't right now. I'm very upset.
Oh, yeah? Has you so upset?
I'm looking around in our ranks. There's only the three of us left now. And I'm looking around at all these empty chairs and empty tables where our revolutionary brothers and sisters once sat.
I feel sad as well, and this is how I express it.
I'm going to express it now.
Me too. Let's all say sad things.
Yes.
There is no one at that chair or at that table. There were people at that chair and table before. But there's no one at that chair or that table. They've all gone off and died in a war.
There were friends of mine who sat in those chairs
and the tables.
And now those friends aren't in those chairs
or the tables.
Look at all those chairs while they are everywhere. But my friends aren't there and I care.
I guess I'm saying we have chairs and tables but no friends. Chairs and tables but no friends.
Oh my friends, don't ask me where this ends.
You can't cause there's chairs and tables but no friends.
There's nothing worse than seeing a bunch of empty chairs and empty tables. I don't think there's anything sadder in this world than empty chairs and empty tables.
Oh yes,
I wish my friends were there, but they're not. It's a thing of fables, cause those are some sad chairs and some sad tables.
And we have red, the color of the chairs.
And black, the color of the tables.
But there's no friends if the tables are chairs. Do you see what we're saying right now? We have friends, chairs, and tables, but no friends.
We have chairs and tables, but no friends.
So my friends, don't ask me where this ends. Chairs and tables, but
no friends.
The saddest thing for sure is no friends but furniture. I will go next. I will follow in the line of our brethren.
Wait, Morgan, don't go.
I shall go now. No, I must.
Morgan, it is the day of their release. The revolution is over, whether we want it to be or not. We cannot have a revolution to return a thing that the course of time has returned by itself.
What were we doing in the first place?
Trying to spring artists back into the world so that there would not be a month in Berlin where there would be no art.
And had we succeeded on the first day of the month, it would have seemed worth it.
But every single day made it a little bit less and less worth it the longer it went.
We probably should have stopped at about halfway.
Well, that's on us. Let's stop throwing good money after bad and just sort of see what we can use all these chairs and tables for.
Let us make a note to next July, at July 15th, if we have not succeeded, to stop.
Yes.
Good point. You know, I think, why don't we sell these extra chairs and tables and save money so that we could hire more people to go in pre-July 15th?
Yes.
A very good idea.
A good idea. We can turn this place into some sort of fun escape room that's maybe medieval themed and takes place in the sky. And we'll call it Castle on a Cloud. The escape room. That's my idea.
That is a very good idea, but I think a better idea would be that this escape room, it's inside a very large mansion, and your goal is to achieve the set of clues that will unlock a set of keys, and that will make you the master of the house.
That's also a very good idea for an escape room.
I think what we should do is let's count all the chairs and tables, and then we'll call it 24601, because that's how many chairs
also
and tables are in
here. Also a very good idea.
What if the only way to get out of the escape room is to sell your teeth and hair?
Okay, yes.
And what
and
would
what
that
would
be
the
called?
Name be called?
We'll call it Eponine's mom sold her teeth and hair to get out of this escape room.
I'm so sorry, Gordon. It doesn't seem worth it, but that is Cosette's mom, if we're just going to be specific.
Sure. Hey, thanks.
Hey, you got it. I have a different idea.
Sure.
What is it?
Let's all have a sandwich. I just feel like we're starting to get loopy.
Yeah. And you know, I feel like we're on the borderline of actually creating art. Just
Fontaine! That's her name.
Yes! Yep. Boom. Let's go see that show tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we find ourselves funny. Sir, why do you walk alone in the park?
Because I'm a lonely old man. Why? What should I be doing in the park?
Oh, you seem like you've lost someone. Like maybe, I don't know, going to throw this out there that your daughter has gone to jail and you're just walking all over the park alone.
She's gone to jail. I've aged so much in the month since my daughter's gone to jail. I've forgotten who I am. It's like I feel this me that there used to be, but it's just there's this new person sitting on top of that guy, and I don't know if that other guy will ever be free, you know what I mean?
I could have been clearer.
Water!
No, it's definitely not on you.
Water! Water! Und water mit bubbles!
I wish this guy would decide what he was selling between water and water with bubbles.
Water! Und water!
Oh, und, he has both!
Mit bubbles!
Wait a minute.
I'll take a mint bubble water.
Mit bubbles.
Mint bubbles?
Mint bubbles.
Can I get just the mint bubbles?
Mint boobers.
Okay, thanks. Hey, why are you talking to an old man like me in the park anyway?
Well, I actually came from America, funny enough, to see a play during the month there was no boys.
Oh, you're telling a story near and dear to my heart. My daughter wanted that too. It was a month ago today.
What happened?
Oh shit, she gets out of jail today, I think. I gotta go to the jail.
Run, man. Here, take some extra mint bubble water.
I don't want that. No, stop throwing water at me. I don't want that. Don't throw. Oh, okay. Actually, it's pretty good. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, boy, the beautiful outside.
Here I am, all by myself, in Berlin now.
Ah, cartwheel, backflip. Oh, there's so many things I didn't have room to do because I just couldn't get up the momentum,
beep,
you know?
Beep, beep, whoops, van returning from the beach. Oh, hello. Oh, artists that did not come to the beach with us? How sad for you.
Hi, dancers. Hi, juggler.
Oh, hello. How are you? How was jail? We had the greatest time at the beach. We had so many meals. We had so many orgies. We had so much fun in the sand.
I mean, I wouldn't say jail was fun. We watched a lot of people die. But I will say that we all became better and stronger artists, right, guys?
Yeah, like, I only became an artist the day that I got into jail. And now I've been doing it for a month. And I have to say, I'm pretty awesome.
You're way better.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything. The first play that you brought in was bananas.
The birds with the same voices?
Alana, it was bananas.
But, like, bananas are good, right?
Yeah. There was, like, so much promise
so
in it.
So much promise.
That we saw, and we were like, yeah, this girl's got something. But the play you wrote at the end, 8x8. Oh my god.
So many good bananas.
Thanks, guys.
Anyway, how's the beach?
Oh, it's, you know, like we said, there was so much eating and lots of lovemaking, and we feel refreshed and ready to dance.
Alana!
Dad!
Alana? Is that you?
I know, I look really different. I haven't taken a shower in a month.
You have a sort of glint in your eye, an artist's glint.
Oh my gosh. Well?
And you, landscape painter, is that you?
Oh yeah, me, Denise. I paint landscapes.
Yeah, I visited one day, and I remember seeing you.
Yeah.
You have a sort of, I don't know, I feel like you've changed artistic genres.
Yeah, I'm going through a new period. It's called Real Bars.
And you, gymnast, what's your name?
My name is Bella.
You look the same. That's okay.
You looked great in the first place.
Hey, thanks.
Dad?
I'm sorry, I'm just now remembering who I am now that you're out of jail. This has been a hard month, Alana. I was so worried about you in there. I worried that you would get murdered, although they say that thing doesn't happen a lot in jail.
Oh, no, I saw a lot of murders. I was just in a different cell.
Every day, at least one.
Oh, my gosh.
If not more. Well,
but I wrote about it.
You did?
Yeah. I wrote all about it. I wrote about death. About slitting your throat.
My throat?
I put you in the play.
Okay.
The play I wrote. I didn't mean to do it, but you weren't there, and I wanted you there, and then I killed you. Oh, in my play, 8x8, you died a little every day. It took a month. I stabbed you once a day until your blood fell out of your blood. In the play.
Okay. The glint in your eyes kinda scary me. I know you just wrote a play, but I think we maybe should get you into therapy.
Art is my therapy now.
Sure.
I'll write about every murder I saw, but I'll place you in the victim's role. You got a role. Congrats, Dad, you're dying. In a play every night I get to kill the man I've always hated.
Wait, what? Sure, no, I got it.
I'm 8. Well, 9 now.
Oh my god, you are just so young.
I'm young, but I am wise.
I see the woman you've become. Just kind of, I mean, you're still only 9 years old.
No, I also got my period in there. Or maybe it was just the blood from all the murders.
Either way.
This is very fun and funny. Please take your 2-week run and gob some money. This is the type of thing that makes us laugh. Us, the German staff of this theater.
We like dark things, comedy with und edge. It's so much fun to watch. Violence instead of violence of real life. It's only art, so there's a kind of disconnect for you to write this powerful work. Ah, mad respect.
Well, I feel like I'm not that disconnected from the art, 'cause I relive all the experiences I saw in jail. Oh yes, I saw every murder that I hate my dad, did I say that?
Dominated.
I
take me, I'll take that burden on.
Do it.
As long as you grow up to be independent and strong, it's more important to me for you to be who you're meant to be. But because you're nine, you can still hate me. You're still going to therapy. If that's a tragedy.
And now the lights slowly fade on opening night of 8x8, and the murmur it builds from the audience out there. She really got through to them while they really care. And after all of Berlin took a much needed vacation, a 9-year-old girl's play got
a standing ovation. Fancy coming through.
Ooh, excuse us, we have trumpeters.
Yes.
Excuse me, we like to own iconic luxury items at unreal values, and that's why we use The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers.
For we shop from designers like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, and hundreds more at up to 90% off retail. We know how they're pronounced, we choose not to because we're fancy.
New arrivals come in daily, with trumpets or without, and every single item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts. They employ over 100 brand authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators from around the globe to inspect thousands of items each day and ensure that every item is 100% authentic.
You can shop and consign women's and men's luxury fashion, as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home online or in one of their stores in Soho, West Hollywood, or one of their luxury consignment offices in Dallas, Chicago, Miami, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C.
And, new customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout.
We have seen the amount of goods on the website. It's preposterous.
It's preposterously beautiful. Ba 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 ba. So shop in store online, download the app, and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL.
That's realreal.com, promo code REAL for 20% off select items.
Welcome back. Give it up a thousand times.
Give it up a thousand times, Rebecca Johnson.
Oh my God, that's a lot of times. Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Well, do it all of them. We'll wait.
In your mind, guys.
Thank you so much for doing the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Dang delight. Always so much fun to have someone who knows comedy and sings and does all the wonderful things you do.
What a fun thing you guys get to do all the time.
It is for truly.
It is true.
It is true.
You're lucky ducks.
Thank you.
Quack, quack.
We're lucky ducks. So Jessica had a very good idea in the break. Which is to do, I was like, let's do a Les Mis segment. And she was like, let's do a 2-4-6-0-1 rap where we rap about things that come in 2s, 4s, 6s.
Or zeros, or is the O?
Should be or.
2, 4, 6, or 1.
That's what it means.
Okay,
yeah.
This is 2, 4, 6, or 1. Yeah. The rap. Yeah. This is that Jean Valjean music.
What? I steal a loaf of bread from over there. One loaf of bread, that's what I do not care. And I walk away on the street with my two feet, and then I get beware. I'm stuck in the middle of the square. The square is at 4, and I've never been in this square before. Oh no, let me take a little lick of these lollipops. I got 6.
Yeah. That's a bunch of numbers. Let's do it again. 2 is the number of sandwiches I can eat before I'm full as fuck. 1 is the number of sandwiches I should eat, but I'm pressing my luck. 4 is the number of sandwiches that I should never eat if I wanna get 6. Speaking of 6, 6 is the number of sandwiches that makes me do mad tricks. This is sandwiches. Ooh.
That's a bunch of numbers. That was fun. Let's do it again. 2, 4, 6, or 1.
2. That's a number of seconds before I punch you in the face.
What?
4. That's the number of slaps I'm gonna give to the whole human race.
6.
That's how many times I'm gonna do it over and over.
4.
1. That's how many of me.
Yeah. 2. That's the number of times I've seen the movie Titanic.
4.
That was a lie, and the lie was gigantic.
6.
I've seen it 6 times. The last 4 years.
Or
I've seen it 4 times in the last 4 years, to be clear. So 1. I watch it 1 time a year since 97, because that movie is super good. It's like manna from heaven.
2 is the number of fire newts I used to own as a kid.
4
is the total of number of newts after 2 were dead.
6
is the number of dollars it costs for a bag of worms.
Or
1 is the number of frogs that I returned. I didn't want to have frog, only wanted the newts. I kept them in a bowl that were incredibly cute. One time, one got eaten by my cat, and they are poisonous, so I was pretty concerned that the cat was also going to die. It didn't die. It was sad for the newts, but the cat was fine. And that's a true story!
2. That's the number of baths I take a day.
4.
That's the number of showers I like to be clean every day.
6.
That's the number of times that I wash my hair.
Or
sometimes I wash it 7 times.
1.
That's the number of face masks I use after my showers and baths, 'cause face masks are really expensive. Yeah, they cost a lot of money, but they're moisturizing, and I have eczema, probably from washing myself too many times. I should probably stop taking so many washes and wasting so much water. We live in California.
4, 6, or 1, 2, 4, 6, or 1, 2, 4, 6,
gotta wash up again. I'm getting dirty.
4, 6, or 1.
That was a bunch of numbers so far. That was 2, 4, 6.
Or 1.
This is that music, you got to use it. Yes, this is that Jean Valjean music.
2, 4, 6, or 1. Whatever the number you're choosing, it's gotta be one of those. No 7s, no 5s, no 9s.
Get out of there.
And certainly no 3s.
They're not prime numbers. Probably not. I don't know.
None of those are. 2 is a prime number.
2 is a prime number.
Shoot. Fuck off. Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Fuck off too! You're so small, I forget your prime. Give it up 1,000 more times for Rebecca Johnson. Thank you so much. What would you like the people to know?
You guys, you gotta check out Glow.
What are you
it's
doing?
So good.
What are you doing? Do we even have to tell you
What
this?
Are you doing?
What are you
got
doing?
Got Netflix already? Go watch it.
You guys can follow me on all the social medias. At Hello Rebecca, and it's spelled with 2 K's. I just made a short film. It's called Consent, a short comedy about a serious subject, and it's hitting a festival near you.
Hell yeah.
Get to the fest. Fest are the
yeah,
best.
Yeah, but follow me, and then you could find out about all those things. And yeah, you know what? Take a gander at Glow. I wrestle.
Don't wrestle with that choice. Watch it.
Just watch it. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Airwolf. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Darren, in the Facebook group. Thank you, Sean Matthew, on the Instagram. Thank you, all the people that do so much wonderful work on this show.
Great job shouting out, Zach.
We love you all very much. Hey, thanks. Thank you, Jess.
Hey, thank you, Zach.
We got an album, the calendar album. It's out now. Listen to it. That's it, guys. We'll be back soon. As we say at the end of every show, if it's 2, 4, 6, or 1...
then you're having some dang fun.
You guys are losers.
Yep.
Ba 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 ba
Thank you, trumpeter, for helping me. And also thank you,
You're welcome.
For yes, yes.
Should I leave the trumpet?
Yes, stay here. Leave it. Walk away.
But it's my
leave it.
Okay.
Leave it.
Okay.
Thank you, the Real Real, for supporting the show. Real Real own luxury items at unreal values with the Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at up to 90% off retail.
What about this bugle? Should I leave this bugle?
Oh, no. Take the bugle.
Okay.
Leave the trumpet.
I'm leaving the trumpet.
Take the bugle.
Okay.
Every item is authenticated by the Real Real's team of experts, and new arrivals come in daily. What is that you're holding?
What, this?
Yes.
Is that
a clarinet?
Mm-hmm.
Put the clarinet halfway between here and leaving.
Okay.
New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. Is that a kazoo? Swallow the kazoo. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's realreal.com. Promo code REAL.
Da 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 da. Keep, that's just my voice.
Keep your voice forever. Safe. Not like Ariel.